People adapt a habit as far as dealing with conflict. They kind of fall into this pattern of dealing with it the same way every time unless they look at it and back away and make changes. We could actually assign an animal to each of the negative ways for dealing with conflict. You do need to find yourself and make the changes.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week, we're talking about dealing with conflict in the marriage. And it's important because whatever happens in your marriage is going to affect how you parent as well. But I guess today's program, we'll have a little animal talk, but it can deal with any conflict, actually, in your marriage or in life, even with your kids and how they deal with conflict.
Absolutely.
Too.
But if we're not dealing with the conflicts in general well, we'll not be a team to deal with the children well.
Yeah.
If we're not working at developing and making what the Bible calls this one flesh relationship, and that's not a sexual reference, we'll become one flesh, is a picture of an ongoing process of two people functioning as one. We'll never be the team we need to be. Mm-hmm. I think I made reference in one other broadcast about Patrick Lencioni's book of the five things that need to happen. It's called Five Dysfunctions of a Team, a fantastic book. And in his book, he talks about the things that absolutely have to happen. And one of them is a team will never function if there's a fear of conflict. If there's a fear of conflict, they'll never function because they'll never talk out the real issues. They'll skirt around the real issues or they'll just blow each other out of the water over issues and never become the team they were meant to be. So as a couple, if I want to become the best marriage, the best parenting team, I've got to work through my unconstructive ways that I've been taught at home or in my personality or in my temperament. I've got to deal with those and then deal with conflicts well.
So if someone says, but that's just the way I am. This is how I am, and we're going to describe different ways that we are, but we can change.
Oh, absolutely. To make the statement, that's just the way I am, at what portion of life do you want to remain this the way? That's 12-year-old or 8-year-old or 20-year-old? I don't want to be. I'm a new person in Christ, and then I'm called to work out my salvation, which is a very interesting verse in Philippians, that all that I need is in me and in my heart to work out all that I'm supposed to be. It is an issue of who sits on the throne there. Do I sit on the throne, and it's just the way I am, or is he, the great I am, the one that's supposed to be on the throne here?
Yeah.
And it's a releasing of me and acknowledging that this is a part of me that's not the way it needs to be. And much of the time, it's dealing with conflict. But the way we deal with the wonderful things of life is easy. It's the way we deal with the conflicts of life that reveals who we are. When the toothpaste gets squeezed, you see what's in that tube.
Right. When the tea bag, when you put it in hot water, you see what comes
better.
Out of that
tea. That's a better illustration. That's a girl illustration, but it's a better illustration. Yeah.
So what are all these animals then?
Well, I think one of them is, and they're obvious when you hear them, one of them is the turtle. The turtle goes into its shell. It's the silent treatment. There are those spouses that don't say anything verbal. They just slam things.
Right.
Or they just have that face, the silent treatment. They shut down. And maybe she says, you know what? I'm going to get in such a hole and wait till he asks me what's wrong. Rosemary, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And go into that hole. And what we do is we develop a pattern if we're not careful. If she says nothing enough times that I walk away. For instance, great picture in our first year of marriage. We were sitting on the couch in this little almost one-bedroom apartment. It was basically, they called it a one-bedroom, was hardly. And we're sitting there and we're having this great debate over something, really what we're going to do the next weekend. We're kind of excited. Neither of us had to do anything. And so we're sitting there talking about it and disagreeing, but the commercial was over and I didn't want to have this discussion until the next commercial, which so irritated her.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, next commercial, I didn't even know she was gone. I look over next to me and she's gone. She's not even on the couch anymore. I was so engrossed in this whatever I was watching. And so there's no place to go in this house. I go into the bedroom and she's in this little bedroom. The lights are out, doors closed. She's sitting in the middle of bed crying. And I go in, first year of marriage. I want to reiterate, first year of marriage. I want to say that about 8 times. I go in there and I've had some training with my 4 degrees in counseling. And so I go in there and I say, Rosemary, what's the matter? I turn on the light and she's crying. I say, Rosemary, what's the matter? She says nothing. And I ask her 2 or 3 more times, what's the matter? When she says nothing the third time, I'm assuming she's telling the truth. I go back and watch the game, which totally shut down the weekend. That weekend anyway. And the silent treatment. And I know she was doing the silent treatment to wait. Do you really want to know, or you just want to fix it in 2 seconds?
Right.
Do you want to fix it during the commercial? Can we have a 120-second fix here?
Or is it worth you not going back to the TV?
That's right. Are you going to stay in here? Yes. But the silent treatment gets us nowhere. The silent treatment, the turtle going in your shell and back camp, gets us nowhere. I think there's another one. And this other one is the prairie dog. The prairie dog is an interesting animal. My grandfather had a ranch in Colorado, and I went out to Colorado when I was a little boy to be with my grandpa. And I saw, and you know, I'm a city kid outside of Manhattan, outside of Washington, D.C., and then here. And I see these ground squirrels running around with no trees in these holes. And so I get the hose. My grandfather's watching this, and I stretch the hose. I'm about 9 or 10, and I put it down a hole trying to flush him out. Well, he just pops up in another place. I mean, there's a hole, and you can never get your hands around him.
Right.
I think we do that sometimes in our dealing with conflict, mm-hmm. where we've got this person that can't stay on topic and uses humor and says yes, but, and keeps moving around. But you did this the other week. Yeah, but could we just talk about this? We'll talk about that later. Right. And the prairie dog does not want to be hemmed in. Now, my grandpa got that prairie dog to come to the porch by getting a chocolate bar and putting little pieces of chocolate and then all of a sudden on the porch. And the prairie dog was lured out of its hole and came all the way up onto the porch where we were sitting on the other end. He was teaching me a lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, you can try to flush it out or you can try to draw it out. Mm-hmm. When we're dealing with conflict, when you've got this person, this prairie dog, you have to stop. And you have to say, okay, that's probably right what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. Or, I know you don't want to talk about this because you're making jokes. Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to talk about it because I'm hearing the word yes, but.
Mm-hmm.
Could we just stop right now and deal with this one issue that I think we need to talk about, and we'll come back and deal with that other issue tonight or another time. We just have to get past this. I think there's another one, and I don't want to say this, but it's typically a female one. It's called the chimpanzee, where they get very emotional and hopping around.
Oh.
And can't believe we're talking about this. It breaks my heart every time you bring this up. And so he feels like this horrible person for bringing it up, mm-hmm. but we have to talk about it. The chimpanzee is very, very emotional, and because I'm not a female and I'm in the room with females, I'm going to come away from that one.
Explain a little bit more. Well, explain a scenario maybe.
Well, I think what's happened is we develop a habit of her getting emotional and him just throwing his hands up and saying, we can't deal with this.
Does he eventually then, maybe the spouse will say, I don't want you to react negatively to that, so that's why I didn't want to tell you? Is that the kind of person?
I think you got to find your way to get to this person, and one might be to say, you know, I want to talk to you about something, and sometimes you get very emotional. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but for us and for the sake of us, we need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring it up, and you see you're starting to get emotional or whatever, and you have to say, again, should we go for a walk or go for a drive? I don't want to hurt you with this,
mm-hmm.
but these are decisions we have to make concerning our child or concerning us or concerning our sex life or concerning
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about not something you've done wrong, not something I've done wrong, but something we as a team, it's not clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about it? I think what happens is if she has learned to get emotional and blow him out of any conversation, then the conflict's never dealt with and he gets discouraged and he doesn't deal with it.
And yesterday you talked about, you know, not attacking the person, but attacking the problem. But a lot of the problems are the other person or even us. You saying just to be careful then about like, well, look, this is how I, you know, when you do this, it hurts my feelings. And I'm asking if you could do this differently. I mean, there's a lot of nice ways to say it, but that other person knows when they're being, you know, corrected or whatever.
Well, I think we're not correcting. You said it, it hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do about that? And, you know, his response would be, well, you could get your feelings lined up. I mean, I don't know. What's the problem with you? I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Okay, that's one thing I could do. But let me just say, every time you do it, it hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a me, it's an us.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing here is, let's take it out of this realm and let's just talk about the fact that there's a quarterback and there's a receiver. And until we get on the same page, we're never going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And until we get on the same page, we're never going to be the parents we need to be, but we're never going to be the marriage we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to be willing as a guy to decide, you know, I disagree here, but this is one of those things I can sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things, and I'm not going to say, okay, I'm going to sacrifice again. I need to say, you know what?
Lucky me.
Yeah, you know what? This is something I can do. Let me do this. Help me figure out how to do Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Help me figure out how to do the dinner out thing. Help me feel, you know, a classic is when we go to another city and do a seminar, and Rosemary likes to go online and find if there's bed and breakfasts. Staying in a hotel really works for me. Bed and breakfast, you actually have to get up in the morning and interact with people.
And she likes that.
And she likes that, and she likes the fact that the rooms are different and they're antiques and whatever, and it's usually a little more expensive. And when I realize, you know what, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. It means a lot to her. I can do this. And her knowing that he doesn't like doing this, but he does do it. Wow. And her saying, and this was great, it was so meaningful to me that you booked this bed and breakfast. Thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm a winner.
Right.
I can do this. And I think there's, if she's the chimpanzee, which no woman wants to be called a chimpanzee, I think he's the porcupine.
Okay.
And the porcupine is, the porcupine learns to get angry and shut down all discussion. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so sick and tired of talking about these things. The porcupine is someone you go to try to hug and you get stuck.
Right.
Every time you try to confront the porcupine, you get hurt. And I'll tell you how Rosemary dealt with her porcupine. She would give me a note and say, tonight, I don't want you to miss till you get to the office, but tonight, in just a couple sentences, this is what I'd like to discuss. And so you don't have to read it now, and I don't want you to read it now, but this is what – and so what she would do is she'd get me there beforehand. And I'm sorry I'm that immature. I'd be backing out of the driveway opening that envelope. I cannot believe we're talking about this again. I'm so tired of this, and realize, you know what? I need to not be tired of this. I need to talk about this. I'm going to the office to deal with conflict, and I deal with conflict while at the office. I need to come home and deal with conflict even better at home. So you want to take a porcupine on, you're going to lose every time. You want to get angry back, oh, you will not out-anger me. This one I do well. And so preparing me for the discussion and preparing me to do it. And I think there are many others. I think one of them is the aunt who just stays busy all the time, so you can't ever talk. Do you see how hard I work here? I don't have time to have these kinds of discussion. I think that there's the skunk, and the skunk just slings guilt all the time.
Mm.
All the time. Putting guilt on the other person for, you know, you're talking to me. You're talking to me about this.
Mm.
This is unbelievable. And, you know, if our marriage has got some serious trauma in the past where I've done something horrible, and to have that come back up at me and come back up at me, we'll never get there.
Right.
We'll absolutely never get there. And then I think that's similar to the squirrel. The squirrel just saves it all up until the tree explodes.
Right.
All the different conflicts,
and
like
all
little
the nuts fall
oh,
down.
Yeah, all over everybody and everything. We have our basic ways we learned at home or learned from our temperament or learned from life for dealing with conflict. And those basic ways we come into the marriage with are not going to work.
Yeah.
Whether it's keep the peace at all costs, not going to work. Those people like Rosemary who are not confronters, she's a beautiful intellect. And so she's just not going to confront it. And it didn't work for us. Or me who learns to keep everything away, either using humor or anger and not dealing with conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work. The children suffer. Our marriage suffers. Our ministry suffers. The possibilities, all the possibilities suffer. So we've got to decide, I want this thing to work. And so I've got to step away from me. And there's just a lot of suitcases I carry around. The conflict management suitcase. Screaming isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking dealing with conflict, sometimes it's just find a better place to deal with the conflict
yeah.
than sitting in the same chairs in the same way. And I think one of the ways that can help is if I've done something again, let's go to the Mother's Day illustration when I totally blew her first Mother's Day by not handling it well. If I can, and maybe the next Mother's Day, I don't do a whole lot better, and I can come and say, I know I did. I'm trying harder. And she would say, you know what? It was a better Mother's Day. Well, Rosemary, anything's better than the bar mitzvah card I gave last year as a joke. Yes. I think, okay, I get it. And so help me make progress. But here's the deal. When you see me coming out of my temperament and coming out of my old ways of handling things that are immature, self-centered, but never been married before or been married before and been damaged in that marriage before.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, wow, it's just a real risk to open me up and say, this is me, because I'm afraid for you to see me. And so whatever you want, at all costs, fearful of another, just in my feelings, another failure. I don't want that. The goal here is to become a team. The goal here is to become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The goal here is to function as one person. That's the ultimate goal we're shooting for. We will never get there until we deal with the problems. You know, the goal is this race car needs to be humming. And if we keep going to the racetrack with a race car that's not humming, we know that, I know nothing about cars, but that something is not working right, but we keep trying to run it. We're never going to win.
Yeah.
The goal is we want to win in this relationship. The goal is we want us to be able to function as a team where the children can come to us and know it doesn't matter which parent you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get the same responses. And not only come to us, but the goal is for our children to watch us and see a lot of marriages are caving in around us, but my mom and dad not only love each other, they work through their areas of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is dad actually came and said the other night, you know what? As mom and I discussed it more, I realized I like her idea better. It makes more sense. We're going with mom's idea. When a man makes that statement to his kids, that man is a leader.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to work through habits we've got, the dysfunctional habits when we deal with conflict in the marriage.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. If you want more resources on marriage and on parenting, you can find them online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. You can also hear this broadcast again. Sign up for the daily email blog. Also connect to it through Facebook or Twitter. That's all online at parentingtoday.org, a site dedicated to this broadcast. Again, that's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on dealing with conflict in the marriage and how that affects your parenting here on Parenting Today.